This project started from an experience from a person in England. Maybe you saw this in social media. There was a veteran from the war. He was 100 years old, and for his 100th birthday, he decided to walk around with his walker around his garden 100 times. And his goal was to raise funds, and people gave whatever they wanted to help veterans and compatriots in need to help them. And this man was so successful, he raised a lot of money. One of our members, one of our trustees, said, I saw this episode of this 100-year-old man, and I was really impressed. And I thought, maybe Augustinian Sisters, you could do something in link with that. We have to say that just before the lockdown, at the beginning of the lockdown, via the Facebook, the social media, we wrote a compassion message for the staff and the patients. We were hearing in the news what was happening in the long-term care facilities and all the difficulties there, and we were really moved. And we felt really powerless because we are here in the community, and nine of us and three are more than 70 years old, and some work in residence for elderly people, and one is in the administration. And we thought, what else can we do to help these people to express our support? So this is where the idea of the compassion walk emerged. The first thing for us was to be in communion this way, and it really meets our fourth vow. You know, we have four vows: the poverty, the chastity, obedience, and the fourth one is to serve the patients and sick people every day of our lives. So since we were out of the hospital and could not work with the sick people, so we call this fourth vow the works of spiritual mercy. So every day we pray for the sick people. And we pray every morning for the dying people. And every Sunday we recite a prayer. We do it every day on an individual basis, but in communion, on Sundays. So we pray for the staff, for the Hôtel Dieu hospital staff. It was really hard for us to know that all these things were happening and we couldn't help. So this mission, of spiritual mercy. Some people ask me sometimes, when are you going to retire? And I always say 15 minutes after I stop breathing, because even on our hospital bed, and I realized this when I was hospitalized, we can actually continue our mission of offerings. So we have a lot of offerings in this manner. So it was really in exercising our charism of mercy and compassion. And there was also the fundraising. We asked people, actually there will be a website where you can do online donations to support. And all this money will be given to the social mission section of our trustee. It's a special fund to welcome healthcare workers who come for respite stay here and for caregivers.